Jesus gives a message that is pointed at leaders today, and it's a sobering one. Whole thing starts out with the Sadducees, basically trying to prove that there is no resurrection, first of all, and second of all, to ask the good teacher a question that he can't answer. Of course, Jesus is always so cunning, so wise, so in tune with what's going on that he just kind of lays it out as it is and uses scripture to base his answer. And then immediately after that, he sort of goes into a tough theological question of the day of his own. The one about how can the Messiah come from the line of David if David called him my Lord? And he sort of leaves that hanging there, and then he turns to his disciples. All right, so that portion there where there's the exchange with the Sadducees, and then he kind of tosses out one of his own. He's really saying, look, we can go around in circles about theology as long as we want. You guys keep sending people to, quote unquote, test me. And I keep giving truthful and godly answers, and I keep teaching about the kingdom of heaven, and yet you don't stop. You keep sending people. So we can do this as long as you want, but it's completely beside the point. The kingdom of heaven is here. Open your eyes. And he kind of dismisses them and turns to the disciples while everybody was sitting there. And he just looks at them and says, guard against the teachers of the law of Moses. In other words, this religious establishment that has grown meaningless, that has become more about power and stature than about God. As an aside, we'll watch this happen. If we zoom back into Joshua right now, we see the children of Israel as a people on the same page with God, fervently following him and taking the land, worshiping him as he demanded and commanded Moses. And God is among them. Zoom ahead to the time where Jesus is in Jerusalem, and we see that things have grown cold and meaningless. And we'll get a bird's eye view of really how that happened as we continue in the Old Testament reading. But Jesus is saying, look, guard yourself from these people. They love to walk around in long robes, and they like to be greeted in the market. They want the front seats and the meeting places and the best seats at the banquets. In other words, they want the status. They want the honor. They want the glory of the position that they're in as a priest. But they cheat widows out of their homes, and then they pray long prayers just to show off. All right, well, that Pharisee spirit, or whatever, you know, however you want to describe it, that Pharisee attitude, that's still among us today. Ironically, it's really something I observe but can't understand. The deeper that I go into Jesus, the more contrary that looks. And it's not just among the clergy, although it's prevalent, but it's everywhere. Everyone is trying to big themselves up. Everyone is trying to jump up and down and get attention paid to them rather than being the servant of all, right? But those in leadership get it harder because Jesus says, right after he says all that, these teachers will be punished most of all. All right, well, that's the sobering part. Those of us who find ourselves in leadership, we've got to pay very close attention to our heart's motivation and what it is we're about and why. If we're going to lead people, we better walk humbly and lead them into all truth rather than using them to bolster our ego.